If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you find yourself struggling to keep going, check the vision, refresh it, rewrite it. Remind yourself what the effort is for, because when vision is strong, you'll find a way.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are moments in life when a single idea, a single truth, a single revelation has the power to awaken something inside you that you didn't even know was asleep.
Every time I've knuckled down and dedicated myself to something which was extremely difficult, I got paid. Every time I thought, this is easy, guaranteed, all the math adds up. No way this can go wrong. No work required. A little bit of money, a little bit of time, that's going to pay me. Never does. Isn't that interesting? It's like the universe, God, will only give you money the hard way.
The how becomes a matter of creativity and persistence. But the why is your true compass. Achievement is sustained by that sense of purpose, not by the weight of expectation, not by pressure, but by the steady pull of a vision that matters. Let that be the fuel for your journey.
And today, that truth is simple. Your mind is the most important real estate you will ever own. And if you don't protect it, life will take it from you. I want to begin with a question that shook me to my core the day I finally answered it honestly. Who have you allowed to live inside your mind rent-free? Because the answer to that question determines the quality of your life.
Which is why you see all these people on the internet talking about how they lost it all. It's amazing how the human heart is infected with a permanent and never-ending greed. This built the modern world. No matter how many skyscrapers were built, someone wanted to build a bigger one. But we're now in a position where nobody is building anything. We are simply being as greedy as possible in a minus-sum game. When you work in McDonald's, you create a hamburger. When you work on a construction site, you create a building. If you're buying crypto coins, you are not creating anything. And the truth about life is that there is no easy way out. There is no shortcut home. The path I offer you will never be the easy path because I never walked it. I'm not sure it even exists. The only thing I can teach you is the long, hard work for a guaranteed result.
A dream is a wonderful thing. It stirs the imagination, lights up the spirit. But a dream without a plan, that's just a wish floating in the wind. If you want to convert direction into discipline, you need the planning process, routes, and milestones. That's how you turn vision into reality. Start with the big picture, then break it down. The destination may seem distant, but every long journey is simply a series of short, manageable steps. What's the first step? What's the next? Achievement is built by stacking small successes, one after another, day by day. Write out your plan. Lay out the route. Identify the milestones that matter. Milestones serve as checkpoints, moments where you pause, evaluate, and adjust. They're more than just markers on the path. Their feedback. They tell you if you're still on course or if you need to correct your direction. I've known people who made the mistake of trying to leap from where they are to where they want to be in one giant bound. And when the jump fell short, they lost heart. But those who broke their journey into stages, who celebrated each milestone, found the courage to keep going. Every small win builds confidence. Every checkpoint reminds you that progress is possible.
Let me take you back to a moment I'll never forget. Years ago, I met a young man backstage before a talk. His eyes were tired. His shoulders were heavy. You could tell life had been talking to him louder than he'd been talking to himself. He said, "Mr. Brown, I feel like I don't own my mind anymore. I feel like every time I start believing, something knocks me down." I asked him, Whose voice is that in your head? Yours or somebody else's? He didn't answer. He didn't have to, because I've been there too. Maybe you have too. Maybe you've let the world hand you its script. Maybe you've let other people's opinions become your reality. Maybe you've let fear build a home inside your mind and pay the rent with your peace. And as I looked at that young man, I told him something I had learned the hard way. Your mind is a battlefield, and only one of two things will live there: your greatness or your ghosts. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. You cannot afford to leave your mind unprotected. Not in this world. Not in this season of your life. Not when everything you dream of, everything you pray for, everything you fight for, depends on what lives in your head. There are people who protect their phones with passwords. People who protect their homes with locks. People who protect their cars with alarms. But the one thing that determines your future, your mind, you leave it open for anybody and anything to walk through. No, the days of letting life trespass on your mental property, those days are over. Because let me tell you something, you cannot live a high quality life with a low quality mindset. You cannot create a future while replaying an old past. You cannot step into your purpose while nurturing your wounds. You cannot become who you were born to be while feeding thoughts that were never yours to begin with. And that is why this message, this journey we're about to go on, is crucial. Because today is not just about motivation. It's not just about inspiration. It's about taking back ownership of the most powerful thing you have, your mind. Every dream you have, every breakthrough you've prayed for, every level you hope to reach starts with one decision: to protect your mind like your life depends on it.
Hope can destroy you. You're at the bottom of a well, and to save your manicure, you're praying someone's gonna throw a rope down or a ladder, because you don't want to scale the slimy walls and crawl out to salvation because of how difficult it's gonna be. And you're sitting at the bottom thinking, I heard this rumor of this guy who has a ladder and he randomly puts it down wells. So if I just sit around and wait, that is the wrong mentality. It will soon be nightfall. You will freeze. You don't have time. If the man with the ladder is coming, then you're good anyway. If the ladder comes down the well when you're halfway up the wall, you're great. But you should begin to climb anyway. It is win-win. The only thing stopping you is the trap of believing you're doing something by praying for the ladder man, and laziness. You're not working as hard as you think you are if you're watching podcasts which are giving you hope that you've already done enough work. That's what you're doing. You're hoping someone is going to say to you that you've already done enough, and it's all fine. Nothing is fine. You need to crawl out of that well with your fingernails. You need to scratch your face on hard stone. You need to get out of there like a man, even if the ladder comes. After you climbed out of the well, you bought yourself time. Now you're ahead of the game. Think of how much time you saved by crawling out before the ladder man got around to you. And the great thing about this mindset is most people don't have it. But if you bow down and you get rich, the rest will do it for you. Let them sit there and rage post and get mad and watch videos and do all that crap while you stack cash. And I guarantee you, that's how you're gonna win. After I decided Bitcoin was a thing, I've never watched a video on it again. I now have no interest in Bitcoin podcasts. I have no interest in Bitcoin predictions. I have no interest. I spend my time making money to buy Bitcoin or something else. What would we do if crypto went to zero? Because probably 70% of our wealth is in crypto. So if crypto went to zero, what would we do? And I said, well, that would be fantastic. That would be great. Because now all the easy money's gone. And now all the dickheads who get to run around in Lambos and show off and buy girls' handbags, all the easy shit is gone. We're back to the hard world. We're back to the real world of real business, what we're best at. We're perfectly prepared to do the hard work. There's no such thing as easy money. There's money you fucking work for. I can show you where the gold mine is and I can give you a pickaxe, but you have to dig. If you're not going to dig, don't go. And then you're wasting everyone's time. You're wasting my time for giving you a hard hat and a shovel. You're wasting the elevator operator's time. You're wasting the company's time because we could have hired somebody else who actually wants to dig. If you're not prepared to work, don't fucking go down there.
Planning doesn't remove uncertainty, but it does give you a sense of control. When you know your route, you wake up each day with a sense of what to do next. Discipline grows when direction is clear. Without a plan, it's easy to become overwhelmed, distracted, or lost in the details. And don't be afraid to adjust your plan as you move forward. Life has a way of surprising us. Sometimes a route looks perfect on paper, but the road teaches us something new. That's not failure. That's feedback. Plans aren't set in stone. They're meant to guide, to give structure, but they're flexible enough to adapt. Take time to reflect on your milestones. Celebrate when you reach one. Then look ahead to the next. The feeling of progress, even in small increments, fuels persistence. Each step, each checkpoint, makes the goal feel less like a distant dream and more like a reality within reach. Planning also means preparing for obstacles. Build in some margin. Allow for the unexpected. If you map the route too tightly, a single setback can throw you off. Leave space to learn, to recover, to try again. Achievement favors those who plan carefully, but who also know how to adjust with wisdom. So tonight, look at your dream. Break it down. Write the steps. Mark the milestones. Review your route often. Discipline flows from clarity and structure, not from sheer willpower. Let your plan be the bridge between intention and accomplishment. And remember, every great achievement started with a plan. One step, then another. Until the map became a journey, and the journey became a life well lived. No matter how carefully you chart the route, every journey is marked by detours and dead ends. That's part of the process. The road to achievement is not a straight line. It winds, it bends, and sometimes it seems to vanish altogether. But these detours are not failures, they're feedback. There's an old saying, the path to success is always under construction. You make plans, you start with energy, but then life throws something unexpected, an obstacle, a delay, a change in circumstances. How you respond in those moments will shape your entire journey. Some people hit a detour and call it quits. They say, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. But that's not the way achievement works. When the route changes, it's simply an invitation to adjust the path, not abandon the goal. Read the signs. If the road is closed, look for a new way around. Sometimes the detour leads to a better view, a lesson you would have missed otherwise. You'll find dead ends too. Places where your plan doesn't work, your strategy falls flat, or your efforts don't produce the result you wanted. Don't take it personally. The best of us hit dead ends. The question isn't whether you'll encounter them. The question is how quickly you'll recognize them and how willing you are to try a different approach.
When I was growing up, my mama used to say something that I didn't truly understand until I became an adult fighting my own battles. She'd say, Leslie, whatever you feed will grow, and whatever you starve will die. I thought she was only talking about the little plants she kept on the windowsill. But life taught me the truth. Your mind is the greatest garden you'll ever be responsible for. And whether you realize it or not, you are feeding it every single day. I remember talking to a woman after a speech one day. She told me, Les, I feel trapped. I feel like no matter what I do, I can't escape the thoughts that keep pulling me backward. I asked her, what have you been feeding your mind? She paused. Tears filled her eyes. She said, everything that hurts. And that hit me, because we don't always realize when we're nourishing the weeds instead of the seeds. Listen to me carefully. Your thoughts are not just thoughts. They are architects. They build, they shape, they design. They influence every decision, every step, every reaction, every fear, and every dream. You don't rise above the quality of your thoughts. You rise through them. And here's the truth that many people don't want to hear. Your mind doesn't care what you feed it. It will grow whatever you give it. Feed it fear and fear grows. Feed it doubt and doubt expands. Feed it scarcity and scarcity becomes your lifestyle. Feed it other people's opinions and you'll become a prisoner to their expectations. But feed it hope and hope strengthens you. Feed it courage and courage finds you in moments you thought you couldn't handle. Feed it discipline and discipline builds the life you said you wanted. Feed it love and love softens the places you thought would stay hardened forever. Your mind is always eating.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The question is, what is on the menu? We live in a world filled with mental junk food, negativity on the news, comparison on social media, criticism disguised as advice, fear disguised as caution. And if you don't intentionally give your mind something better, life will serve you something worse. Think about this. Have you ever worked hard to stay positive, only for one conversation, one comment, one memory, one image to tear all that work apart? That didn't happen because you were weak. It happened because your mind is sensitive and it responds quickly to whatever you feed it. You've got to develop mental nutrition. You've got to decide, not by accident, but by intention, what thoughts deserve to live inside you. Every day, every morning, every moment, you must ask yourself, did I feed my fears today or my future? I remember a man I met who had spent years believing he wasn't good enough. When I asked him who told him that, he said, I don't even know anymore. I think I kept repeating it until it became mine. See, you can inherit a belief without choosing it. You can repeat a lie until it sounds like truth. You can feed something you don't even want. And because you fed it, it becomes strong enough to control you. But here's the miracle of the mind. It's never too late to change its diet. You can decide today, right now, to stop feeding your mental weaknesses and start feeding your mental strengths. You can choose thoughts that build instead of thoughts that break. You can teach your mind to crave what elevates you instead of what drains you. Yes, it takes effort. Yes, it takes repetition. Yes, it takes daily commitment, but you are worth that commitment. Your future is worth that effort. Your peace is worth that fight. Some of you have been starving your dreams and feeding your distractions, starving your confidence and feeding your insecurities, starving your purpose and feeding your problems. Not anymore. This is the moment you shift. This is the moment you reclaim your menu.
Stay at the top and never have a chance of finding gold. Believe that one day gold's going to just fall on your lap. You're going to find it by accident. By next year, I'll be rich. I don't have to work. It's just going to happen. Let's see, shall we? Or you can get rid of your childish, infantile dreams. Pick up a fucking axe. Prepare to do whatever it takes. Choice is yours. But it truthfully is go time. I'm not going to tell you an easy way to make money. I'm not going to tell you you can just buy money and sit there and do nothing. I'm going to tell you how to crawl out. I'm going to say that you should do it the hard way. I've never done things the easy way. I've never been lucky. I've never caught a lick. I've been the guy who had to crawl out by the skin of his teeth every single time he ever escaped absolute decimation. I've been the guy who had it on the edge of annihilation, of his life falling apart, and he only pulled it off because he grit and bared pain and did whatever it took to win. I've never won easy. I've only ever did it the hard way. So it's all I can teach you. If there's someone out there who you believe in, who's promising you an easy way out, then go believe them. I don't know any easy way out. You're trapped in a forest, surrounded by bramble, and I am outside of the forest. And I am screaming to you saying, I know a way out. The path is long. It is dangerous. You may hurt yourself. It's difficult, but I can guarantee you it leads out. And perhaps there's another voice saying, I know an easy path that it just leads straight out and it's easy. If you believe them, try. If there was an easy path out, why are so many people still stuck? If there's an easy way out of this mess, I can't give you easy answers. I only have the hard answers. And the hard answer is for you to knuckle down, stop fucking praying for an economic miracle, stop praying for a miracle via digital currency, get your fucking act together and start working all day, every day, until you finally have enough for you to no longer have to be forced to live an experience you don't enjoy anymore. When we ask you at the end of 2025 what you've achieved, you should have a list which you can hold parallel to ours and not feel a deep sense of shame without feeling a deep sting of regret for how you have wasted your time. And we're going to talk again in exactly a year from now to see what you've achieved.
If you do not work, if you do not try, if you do not dedicate yourself, if you will not attempt new things, then you deserve to be poor and you will stay there. If you are prepared to try, if you are prepared to dedicate yourself, if you are open to new ideas, if you do want to learn, then the position you find yourself in, which is less than favorable financially, is guaranteed to be temporary.
Work works. If you went to the gym and someone told you you're going to be in perfect shape in 9.5 months and the sun is going to hit you and you're going to look amazing and all the women are going to want you in 9.5 months at 10:34 on a Tuesday morning if you stick to this workout routine. But that's not how it works, is it? You go to the gym and you work your ass off and you don't see any change at all for a long time. You have to believe in the training. Believe in the end, it's all going to pay off. That's how the gym works. That's how money works. That's how everything works. Most of you are capable of doing it for the gym. You know that if you go long enough and train hard enough, you will get the result in the end, but you're not capable of doing it for the money. You sit and wonder, well, I've done a day's work now and I wasn't paid today. I did a whole day's work and I didn't get money today, so I'm gonna quit. Work works, you have to believe in the work, you have to sit down, knuckle down, focus on the work, do the work, and it will do the work for the universe to pay you. The universe is the most fair force on the planet. Absolutely everything you deserve in this world is given to you. You deserve exactly what you've got. And if you want more, you have to work, you have to earn it, and it will be given to you. Believe in the work and stop being concerned about when it's going to come. Instead, be concerned about what work you can do today.
I've met people who spent years trying to force their way down a blocked road, all the while ignoring the signs. But those who succeed pay attention. They're flexible. They stop, think, and ask, what can I learn here? Is it time to pivot? Is there a better route? The willingness to adapt is just as important as the will to persist. Remember, achievement is not about stubbornly sticking to one way. It's about reaching the destination. If the route changes, that's all right. Stay flexible. Take in the feedback. Sometimes you'll need to slow down and study the map again. Sometimes you'll need to back up before you move forward. There's no shame in adjusting course, only wisdom. And don't let pride keep you stuck. There's a lesson in every detour, an opportunity in every setback. What looks like a delay might be preparation. What feels like a failure might be the very thing that teaches you how to succeed next time. In the end, it's not the absence of obstacles that leads to achievement, but the ability to keep moving in spite of them. Stay alert. Stay flexible. If you have to change your plans, do it with intention. Detours and dead ends are simply part of the journey. Evidence that you're moving, growing, and learning along the way. The road may twist and turn, but as long as you keep adjusting and moving forward, you're still on the map of achievement. As you travel the map of achievement, you'll notice something. It's not a solo journey. The companions you choose can either speed you along or steer you off course entirely. People are like elevators. They'll take you up or bring you down. Who you travel with matters. It's easy to underestimate the influence of your environment. But the truth is, we all rise or fall to the level of those we spend the most time with. If you surround yourself with people who expect little, settle for average, and excuse every delay, you'll find your own standards slipping. But if you walk with those who think forward, act disciplined, and demand excellence, you'll be drawn to match their pace. I've seen this principle play out time and again. Someone with great potential spends too much time around negative thinkers or excuse makers, and pretty soon, progress slows, enthusiasm fades, and the dream gets lost in the crowd. But those who choose companions wisely, who look for mentors, peers, and friends committed to growth, find themselves challenged, encouraged, and held accountable. Think about it. When you share your goal with someone who believes in achievement, their response isn't to pour cold water on your ambition. They ask questions. They offer insights. Sometimes they hold your feet to the fire when you're tempted to quit. That kind of support is invaluable. Achievement is not about isolating yourself. It's about choosing association with care. Look for people who cheer your progress, who won't let you get away with mediocrity, who see your potential and remind you of it when you forget. It's not always comfortable. Sometimes the best companions are the ones who challenge you the most.
This is the moment you say, I choose what grows in me, because the life you live externally will always begin with the life you nurture internally. You can't plant weeds and expect roses. You can't feed yourself poison and expect health. You can't nourish your fears and expect faith to win. But if you feed your mind with intention, if you nourish it with truth, if you strengthen it with belief, your life will begin to bloom in ways you never imagined. You deserve a mind that works for you, not against you. And that begins with what you feed it. Guard your mind from other people's noise. There comes a moment in life when you realize that not every voice deserves a seat at the table of your mind. Not every opinion is sacred. Not every comment is truth. Not every person who speaks into your life is qualified to do so. Some people talk because they care. Some people talk because they're afraid. Some talk because they're projecting their own limitations. And some talk because tearing you down is the only way they can feel tall. But here's the truth I need you to understand today. If you don't guard your mind from the noise of others, you will slowly forget the sound of your own voice. I remember a young woman who came up to me after a seminar in Chicago. Her dream was to open a school. She had the passion. She had the education. She had the vision. But she lacked one thing, belief. Not because she hadn't earned it, but because someone convinced her she didn't deserve it, she said. Or Mister Brown, every time I try to dream, I hear my family telling me it's unrealistic. I hear my coworkers laughing at me. I hear everyone's voice except my own. And that is the danger of unguarded minds. They become echo chambers for other people's fears. Let me tell you something real, people. We'll try to build fences around your future using the wood from their own broken dreams. They will hand you their insecurities, wrap them up as advice, and expect you to live by limits they couldn't overcome. But listen, their noise is not your story. Their doubt is not your destiny. Their fear is not your foundation. If you're not careful, you will let people who stop trying convince you to stop too. You will let people who settled for less convince you that more is impossible. You will let people who never fought for their dreams talk you out of fighting for yours. You've got to guard your mind like a sacred temple. You've got to decide who gets access and who gets denied. You have to learn to say, I love you, but your voice cannot live in my head. I respect you, but your reality is not my blueprint. I hear you, but I don't receive that. Because here's a truth most people never learned. Protecting your mind does not mean cutting people off. It means cutting their power off. You can love someone without letting them shape your identity. You can respect someone without accepting their limitations. You can listen to someone without swallowing their doubt. Your dreams need space.
It's never going to be smooth sailing. How could it possibly be? Life's never been that way.
Often, I am asked to motivate people. And what people are looking for when they want motivation is they're looking for a fire inside of them that makes them want to do hard things. They think this is hard and I need to be pushed to do this, to avoid eternal slavery, to make money, whatever it is. This is hard and I need somebody to encourage me to do whatever it takes to get through it. It's amazing how God has linked difficulty and value. There is nothing in life which is valuable, which is not hard to obtain and hard to keep. That's why it has value in the first place. If gold was everywhere, nobody would care about gold. So when you see something as hard, you see something as valuable, and you have to train your mind to be excited by hard things, to feel self-motivated, not externally, you're self-motivated by the chance to prove to God you deserve this hard thing. And the most beautiful thing about difficult things is that it deters a large contingent of the populace because most people are not ready for hard. When they see hard, they make excuses for why they don't want it anymore, which is extremely important because you only want the things you want because other people can't have them. You want that car because other people can't buy it. The Egyptians built the pyramid because it was hard. Men wanted to be the first people to sail the seven seas and risk their lives, to cross Antarctica and risk freezing to death, to be the first person to do it so that everybody would say, wow, I bet that was hard. So people used to wake up and think of hard things they could possibly do. They'd wake up just like you are. You wake up, you have a bed, you have food, your life's fine. Some men are okay with that. Some men think, what is something hard I can do from here? When hard is put in front of you, you should say, finally, God, finally you've given me something difficult. My life has been too easy for too long. I'm too capable to live such a meager existence and simply survive.